Lupus Dictations by Dr. Sharon R. Mays, MD. The date of examination is 8/19/22. The name of the patient is Joseph Conte, C-O-N-T-E. This is a treadmill exercise stress test file, EST space, Conte space J, Cardio Care Associates letterhead. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination, 8/19/22. Referring physician, Peter Symington, S-Y-M-I-N-G-T-O-N, MD. Performing physician, Sharon R. Mesa, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 61-year-old male with history of hypertension and bradycardia for stress test on medication, parentheses, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams, but without his Benicar 5 milligrams, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure 140 over 80, baseline heart rate 57 beats per minute, new paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime V1, comma, early transition, comma, J point elevation. Then comes baseline blood pressure 140 over 80, baseline heart rate 57 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 13 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute into stage 5 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 138, parentheses, 87% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 190 over 87 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 26496, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour. In a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to attaining greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate with hypertension on his current medication. The patient exhibited excellent exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 14 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, with including diastolic hypertension with stress. The patient had a normal, correction, with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, including both systolic and diastolic hypertension with stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, consistent with a conditioned response to stress. The patient had a final blood pressure of 126 over 82 and a heart rate of 71 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test to 87% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited excellent exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 14 mets, comma, improved from his prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, including both systolic and diastolic hypertension, and with ineffective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise consistent with a conditioned response to stress. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mays, MD.